Australia's National Criminal Intelligence Agency has outlined the impact of crime in Australia, with a new report showing the cost of serious and organised crime to the country each year is now, wait for it, more than $82 billion. The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission is warning that crime is becoming increasingly violent and visible, and the costs of serious and organised crime continue to increase each year. Joining me now is Heather Cook. Heather is the CEO of the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission. What stands out for you from these new figures?
Well, obviously the staggering quantum is quite confronting. I'd like to say it's surprising, but from what we know of how criminal organized syndicates have evolved in recent years, unfortunately, this is a product of just how sophisticated their operations have become and how successful they're able to be with their with these methods.
What appear to be the most costly types of organized crime in Australia right now?
Well, the highest cost is still associated with the illicit drug trade by quite a quantum. The figure attached to that is about $19 billion per year. Now, that includes the cost of, you know, purchasing of illicit substances, the health costs associated with the impact of that of the use of illicit drugs, lost productivity and output, and things like that. It also includes consequential costs associated with drug-related crime. So it remains the most significant cost associated with serious and organized crime in Australia.
We're talking in the introduction about a crime becoming increasingly visible and violent. What are the figures telling us about the extent of that, and are there big variations from one part of the country to another?
Violence is an increasing feature, and I think we've seen that across a variety of different crime types. We certainly see it associated with the illicit drug trade. We've seen it with the illicit tobacco market. It involves, you know, vying for market primacy, and we often see those sorts of turf battles result in violence spilling out into the streets. We're equally concerned about the growing trend of what we're calling a crime as a service business model, where we see serious and organized crime networks or syndicates outsourcing their dirty work, as it were, outsourcing some of the standover tactics, violent tactics, to whoever's prepared to do it for a cost. That trend is an increasingly concerning development, and I think is why we're seeing some emerging violence more prominent across different jurisdictions. I think a concerning thing about that trend is it often involves the recruitment and grooming of young people to carry out those violent tactics.
You've said that the criminal landscape in Australia has fundamentally shifted. What do you mean by that?
The syndicates themselves have become far more capable. They're more globally connected. They're increasingly collaborative. We often see them being what we would describe as commodity agnostic. We see these syndicates now operating across multiple commodities. They might be dealing in drugs, they might be dealing in illicit tobacco, they might be dealing in firearms. So this adaptability to meet the demand is something we're seeing a lot more of. And I think, you know, a big product of their success is their ready adoption of technology. You know, they operate really like multinational businesses now. They're digitally enabled, they have very sophisticated supply chains, and they simply have greater reach and they're able to scale their business much more quickly.
Does government policy need to change to try and rein in some of this huge cost of organised crime in Australia?
Well, I think it does, and I think we see that it is changing. I think we are fortunate in Australia. We do have highly capable intelligence and law enforcement agencies and border agencies who collaborate regularly on these high threat areas. We have strong legislation and regulation, and I think we're seeing How that is being strengthened in the context of the current environment as well, not just at the federal level, but certainly at jurisdictional level as well, with strengthening regulations and legislation, particularly around things like the illicit tobacco trade. So I think that the settings are meeting the demand, but the scale of the problem is always going to be the problem and the challenge for authorities.
Heather Cook, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Sally.